Anyway, the final news story we have is a very exciting one, and I always love it when we're, like, sending stuff into space. And next Thursday, all being well, we're going to see the launch of the European Space Agency's Herschel and Planck missions, which are studying the formation of stars and galaxies and background radiation, all sorts of exciting things. And on the show today, we are joined by Dr. Anthony Challoner, who's here to tell us about the mission and how he's going to be looking at some of the data from it. So thanks for coming on the show, Anthony.
That's quite all right.
So tell me, what's the mission that you're involved in and what's it doing?
So we're involved in the Planck mission. And what Planck's trying to do is study what's called the cosmic microwave background radiation. So this is really the oldest light in the universe that was essentially created in the Big Bang itself. And what we're going to try and do is study very sensitively the tiny variations in temperature in this radiation when you look in different directions. And from that, we hope to learn a lot about both the early universe and also something about what the universe is composed of, what its geometry is, and perhaps even the ultimate fate of the universe.
Crikey. What's the actual satellite going to be like? Where's it shooting off to?
So Planck is its ultimate home is going to be what's called the second Lagrange point, which is a very special point, about 1.5 million kilometres from the Earth. And it's peculiar in that it rotates at exactly the same angular speed about the Sun as the Earth does. So thermally, it's a very stable environment, which is exactly what you need when you're looking for these tiny temperature variations, just about a millionth of a degree fluctuations we're looking for.
So you're looking for these tiny fluctuations in temperature. How far back in time are you going to? Are you hoping to be able to look? You know, are you hoping that this data will shed light on?
So the cosmic microwave background radiation was produced very, very early in the history of the universe. And the early universe was very, very opaque. But eventually it became essentially transparent about 400,000 years after when we think the Big Bang occurred. And at that time, the microwave background effectively decoupled from all the matter in the universe. So when we look at it today, we're effectively seeing a snapshot of conditions in the universe 400,000 years after the Big Bang, or about 14 billion years back in time from now.
And how is the Planck mission special or different from the sort of previous microwave measuring experiments that have been done before?
Well, so Planck is Europe's first satellite mission to try and measure the microwave background. There have been two other NASA missions before, the first called COBE, the second called WMAP, which is actually still observing. Planck is an improvement in that it's much more sensitive. It will observe over a wider range of wavelengths, and it has better angular resolution as well.
And if it's so far away from the Earth, how is it sending the signals all the way back for you to analyse back in the lab? How long does it take that data to get to you?
Well, the data is transmitted. It's not transmitted continuously, but it's sort of buffered on board. And then there's an hour or 2 hour slot every day when it's all transmitted back.
And how long does it take to get back to you?
from the
satellite?
Where Planck is. Well, it takes, it's 1.5 million kilometres. So however long light takes to travel that distance.
I don't know. Any of the listeners would like to do that calculation and tell us, that'd be great. Tell us a little bit about Herschel, the other satellite as well. What's that up to?
Okay, so we're not directly involved in Herschel, although there are groups in the UK that are. And what Herschel is basically trying to do is it's looking at dust within the universe. So it's an infrared satellite. And it's basically looking at galaxies that otherwise we can't see in optical light because the starlight is sort of shrouded and absorbed by dust. But that dust is then heated by the starlight and re-radiates in the infrared. So Herschel will be able to see those sort of environments directly.
I love the idea of a satellite going out looking for dust out of the universe, doing the dusting. How clean is your galaxy?
Some people are very interested in dust, yeah.
Some people are. So where's the mission launching from this Thursday?
So it's going to launch from Kourou in French Guiana.
And you didn't manage to get a ticket out there?
Unfortunately not, no.
And when are the first bits of information going to be coming back? How long is it going to take to get into position?
So it takes about 3 months for Planck to reach L2. Where it will start observing from. And the plan then, it takes a couple months further to sort of settle down and properly be commissioned. But then after that, Planck will do basically two complete surveys of the sky, which will take about 15 months.
And then you'll get all the data back and come back on the show, tell us all about it.
That's right. I mean, we get the data back essentially as soon as Planck starts observing. But it will be probably about 3 years before there is any real public data release of the cosmological data.
Brilliant. Well, we'll really look forward to hearing that. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Anthony Challoner from the Institute of Astronomy here in Cambridge. So if you are a space-excited person, then watch out for the launch of the satellite this Thursday.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.